Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's all about being transparent, brutally honest, biblically sound, and offering both hope and help for men. In the studio with me today, the man who is flying here and there most of the time, not really flying, just riding in the plane. We got Dave in the studio with me. Good to have you, brother.
Hey, thanks, Earl. I'm glad to be here.
We got a topic today. We're going to be talking about something that you don't normally hear about amongst men sometimes when it comes to this sort of thing, and it's embracing God's love.
Yes.
And we're going to kind of unfold a little bit about what that might look like and what that means. Having a relationship with Jesus Christ, what does that sound like? What does that feel like? Is this something that we have to do? Yeah. Okay. We'll be talking about that here momentarily. But in the meantime, we always like to kind of kick things off with a little bit of encouragement. Not too much, just a little bit of encouragement for the guys on the start of this thing. And anything come to mind of encouraging the men for it? Don't look at me with that look.
Gee, I'm like a deer in the headlights here. You're asking me? You didn't give me any warning on this.
You never give guys warning.
That's okay.
But if a guy walked up and you wanted to just encourage him for, you know how our lives can be. Guys are listening to the show either early in the morning or a podcast, listening to it in the middle of the night. You know, maybe they got three quarters of a day in already and maybe the day hasn't been going all that great and everything.
Yeah, I have something that's encouraging that just came to mind.
Okay.
So I've been praying just to the Lord for guidance, direction regarding, some financial decisions and paying down on, some expenses, looking, long term on some things.
Yes.
And so just seeking the Lord and praying with my wife and so out of the blue yesterday, my neighbor came over, we started talking and he's a financial, advisor. And, mm-hmm. and so we just started conversing and then, it was just like, I was getting, decisions or getting my prayer answered just by mm-hmm. conversing with him.
Right.
And,
right.
He gave me some encouraging words
mm-hmm.
and some insight. And so my encouragement was just that, God knows our prayer and it doesn't sometimes happen as fast as we want it to.
Right.
But the timing was perfect. My heart was open. I received it. And I think most of all, the encouragement is, God is there with us. And, neighbor came by, we were talking, he even prayed for me and that was really
nice.
Cool. Yeah. Right. Nice. In the street yes. at our house. And, he put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Hey, Dave, can I pray for you?"
And all the cars stopped.
Well, I don't know.
None of them hit you anyway.
Yeah, that's right. So,
wow,
that was
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, God's listening, right?
Absolutely.
He listens to our prayers and our petitions, and he'll answer on his timing. But in cases, it doesn't necessarily come through his word all the time or through just quiet time with the Lord. Sometimes it comes from an angel that he sends. In
yes.
this case here, your neighbor happens
exactly.
to be the one, right?
Yeah. So right. that would be my encouragement.
There you go. So pay attention to everything around you. And when you do ask God, just expect it to come from in his timing first. Because yours came fairly quick, but sometimes it takes a little longer.
Yes.
Yeah. And, anyway, so all right. Well, that's good encouragement.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord, which has an awful lot to do with a good segue into what we want to talk about a little bit.
Yeah, embracing God's love.
Okay, so how did you come up with this topic? What do you? What is it that you wanted to be able to get across to guys? Becoming we've, you know the deal. Most of the guys here are believers. We believe that they're not listening unless they know God or they've heard of God or they're wanting to follow Jesus, all in the same, right?
And, yes.
But what stirred you on this sort of thing?
Well, I was sharing with you earlier, it kind of came to me this morning. You know, I was praying about it, and, you know, and then it was embracing God's love, and I reflect on that, and I look at the past 25 years and circumstances I go through or have gone through.
Now, 25 years, what does that mean?
Since I became a Christian.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Okay. You're a little older than 25.
Well, that's
just a little, maybe 28, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Jeez, let's not go that direction.
No worries.
Yes. So, so when I reflect on my walk with Christ and the things that I've gone through, difficulties, and where my understanding was of Christ, you know, I grew up 20 years of my life not knowing who Christ was other than using his name in vain.
Right.
And then, you know, to reflect back and see his love, you know, bringing me through and walking me through things and just more having more of an understanding of him as time goes on. And I think that's embracing God's love and reflecting on those things is part of that.
So actually his, what you're saying is that because of his care for us, okay. And, which is love. We know that. In a sense, his faithfulness, his desire that all men should come to know him, right? And that's so nobody would ever perish, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so as a result of that, it's acknowledging him for who he is and what he's been doing in our lives.
Yes. And most of us know that from God's love, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us.
Yes.
And you know, when I reflect on that, I understand that and I hear what it says, but does it really, how personal does that get? How does that, you know, do I sit there and gush over, you know, knowing, having that knowledge? I don't.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, and I don't know that most men do.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes we do when we get into the Word, sometimes we end up reading certain things, you know, John 3:16-17, you know, it talks about in there, of course, that God sent his son, right, to die for us, okay? And then in Romans chapter 5, he says here, for while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly, which we were.
Yes.
Okay? For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, while we looked like we were hopeless to everybody else around us, where they wanted nothing to do with us, you know, and saying, this guy is trash, he should not even be in my life or whatever, he's a bum, all the things that the adjectives that come with that sort of thing, right? Christ still died for us.
Yes.
And knowing what we were going to be doing.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and with that, it's, you know, embracing that.
Yes.
You know, and I think for men, it's, at times, it's hard to embrace that.
Now, when we talk about embrace, sometimes, you know, we sit here and we think of, like, hugging, in a sense. Okay?
Right.
What, you have a definition
for
embrace?
I do. Boy, I'm glad you asked that question.
I just want to make sure that we're on the same page here.
That's right. Well, we got a couple definitions here. Is embracing is to hold someone closely in your arms.
Like the hug we were
talking about. And it's a sign of affection. It is to take hold of one's arm. So it'd be, you know, walking,
right.
Cuddling, to clasp one's bosom.
Right.
Another is the act of holding someone closely in one's arms, they were to look for an embrace. So there's the accepting, the supporting, and there's, you know, taking that in a more personal way.
And in a sense, here's the example. What you just described, I don't know why this picture came to mind, but it just did. Now, you're married. I'm married. And some men are married. Some aren't. Maybe have been, in a sense. But if you're in church with your wife, I'd like to think that the majority of time, it's okay in most the majority of churches. I don't think they're going to say, no, we don't want you doing this sort of thing. But I think to put your arm around your wife during a church service, I remember doing that with my wife, and I remember her saying, I love when you put your arm around me. It's like you're saying, you're mine, I'm yours, and you're just kind of like there protecting me. Not that I need protection in church, but it's kind of like letting everybody else know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I just figure what you just said about this embracing God's love.
Yes. Yep.
It's kind of like, I am going to accept it. I'm just going to hold on to it. And I'm just going to not let it go, in a sense. You know, I'm going to just nurture it.
Yes.
In a sense, right?
Yeah. And it's letting the Lord put his arm around you and embrace you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for men, it's having an understanding of that.
Right.
You know, we're not very understanding when it comes to.
In other words, you don't want to be hugged, is what you're saying?
Well, I think we do, but, you know, there's some barriers there.
Yeah.
That, you know.
But that's the thing that we need to kind of talk about here, because that's where a lot of guys, it's like some guys would sit there and say, well, you know, I don't know if I love God, you know. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, he says in his word that we're the bride and he's the groom. Mindset of thinking certain things that I don't know if I like that idea.
Yes, exactly.
But that's because of our old mindset that we think that everything that has to do with love has to do with physical sex, with touch and that sort of thing. And that's not what it's about.
Right. Yep.
That's not what it's about. It's more of that embracing of acknowledging that, you know, I love you and I care about you. Like, besides our fathers or grandfathers or something like that, other men in our lives that we cared about, it might have been easy to say, I love you, if they said it to us all the time. Mm-hmm. Then it's easy for us to say. But if you've never had a man in your life ever say to you, I love you, it becomes very challenging and difficult to even think that, much less say it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Especially to another man.
Yeah.
Right? Because, again, it brings up all this thing of, is he going to think that there's something wrong with me?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it's having that understanding. And as you're talking here, it comes to mind that, you know, it's thank the Lord for pursuing us.
Yes.
Because he knows our weaknesses and that we're not good in these areas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe that that's, you know, where he's constantly working and forming us and molding us into his likeness and bringing these things to light so that we have understanding of them.
Yeah. You know, it's something because, you know, a big part of it is that, you know, we want to be able to be acknowledged for who we are, okay, and maybe who we're trying to be. But God actually knows what he wants us to be. He created us a certain way.
Yes.
I mean, it's like our children. When they're little, you know, when they're toddlers, we just look, they're innocent, they're needy, they need people to take care of them, they need someone to take care of them, to provide for them in all things. They don't even know how to communicate, so they cry a lot, you know, they just don't know what to say. Something's coming out of my bottom side, I don't know what's happening here. It's uncomfortable, right? You know, and the fact is that we're kind of the same way, of in a sense of not of needing direction, needing to feel like, hey, we're in the right place, that this is all new to me, because this walk with Christ is new to us.
Yes,
you know,
yeah, it is, and it's a daily thing. It's I have a note here that I wrote. God loves us enough to make our path straight.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so much better to get on the right path first. And that's mm-hmm. with him, communicating mm-hmm. with him daily.
Right.
And then then I have here, we are all living in a fast-paced, hard-driven, make-it-happen world.
Right.
You know, which distracts us from that.
And sometimes we don't even acknowledge the fact that he does love us, you know, that all of a sudden that we are in, I mean, we get so caught up in the world and everything that's going on. He still loves us despite our shortcomings.
Yes.
Okay. It's unconditional.
Yeah.
Right. He doesn't sit there and you say, I have conditions on my love for you. No, it's an agape love, right? That is a godlike love that is beyond any love that we can even experience ourselves.
Yeah.
But we can receive it. He can love us despite all of this. Does that mean that we continue to keep living a sinful life or doing things thinking that he's going to forgive us and it's not a big deal? He loves me and it's all good? I don't know.
Well, we know he'll forgive us, but do we keep going living that way? No.
Yeah.
You know, that's why he came to set us free from all those bondages.
So in this embracing God's love, it's really being able to acknowledge it and being able to say in a certain way that this is something that we need to do and go in that direction because it's going to benefit not only us, but those around us.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and you can share that more openly with people of Christ's love for them
mm-hmm.
based on what his love for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can, you know, receive that from him and share it with others. And you're not held up, you know, knowing the freedom that you have in that.
So what does it mean to have, what do you think it looks like in some cases where God's love is being, you know, bestowed upon you? You know, what does that love look like?
It, as we talked earlier, you mentioned the word faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his faithfulness to us, despite where we're at, because in our old nature, we're not faithful.
Yes.
But he is faithful, and he is there, and he keeps coming to us, and the door is always open to come back to him.
Well, it's funny that a lot of times I look at, in hindsight, look at over my life before knowing him and accepting him as my, not only as my Savior, but as my Lord, right? The manager of my life. I look back over that and see how he's actually allowed me, to go through making some of the dumb decisions that I've made in the past, and he still is there. He still blesses me today as a result of me going to that place of acknowledging my sin, asking for forgiveness, you know, realizing that I did not, after becoming aware of it, I didn't like that separation from God.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it is. Sin is really a separation from God. And in this world, boy, I tell you what, when you're separated from God, you may think you get a handle on it and you can do whatever you want, but you got the consequences of sin that can go on and on and on for your lifetime on this earth.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But knowing that God loves me enough that he's willing to say, hey, all you have to do is ask for forgiveness and repent.
Yes.
You know? And as a result of that, God's right there, just boom, on board. He said, hey, here it is. That love that I've been trying to bestow upon you, you take that umbrella away that you've had for called sin, right? And now go ahead and let it just, you know, bathe you now, the love that is.
Absolutely, yeah. And that you can embrace, you know, because mm-hmm. you see his hand in your life and you can take that in. And that encourages you.
Yes.
And you can share that with others.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a break, and we're going to come back. Let's talk about some more of the stuff on trusting and obeying. You know, I think that has a little something to do with this love that he's given us and we want to embrace and what that looks like in our lives. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Please help us in our effort to encourage and strengthen men across America and around the globe. Make a tax-deductible donation online at faithplace.org. Just click on the About Us page.
When you need a lasting remembrance of a loved one, you can spend thousands of dollars on an engraved monument, benchmarker, keepsake urn, or flag case. Or you could get the exact same engraved monument at a far lower cost from Cascade Monuments. Right now, explore even bigger savings during Cascade Monuments Anniversary Event. Cascade Monuments ships throughout the United States and Canada. Shop online at cascademonuments.com.
We got you. the dark and thought, this is who we are. And we figured that we were just too far gone, but we were wrong. Cause love came running like a river, and we got washed in the water.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio. Dave and Raul in the studio talking about embracing God's love. And, you know, here's some things that ponder here, and things I think some of these guys probably want to hear about is that not only that, okay, God is loving us and we want to embrace that, but how does he show that love for us? And why does he do that sort of thing? Okay. So why does God love us?
Well, it's his nature. I mean, it's that's what it is about him. It's his gift to us to love us. And he brought us in to this world to praise him, to honor him, to glorify him. And we're supposed to receive that.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, there's so many the promises that come from the Word, okay, that remind us of all the things. As an example, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. You want strength? You don't feel like you have enough of it? You know, Nehemiah, he talks about the joy of the Lord, okay? So it's the joy itself that will actually give you the strength. When we actually acknowledge his presence in our lives, you know, he comes alive in us.
Yes.
And then we feel encouraged, inspired, okay? And he indwells in us. What's his word? He says to us, Jesus said to us, said, abide in me and abide in my word, and I will abide in you. And the word abide means remain. So if you remain in me and remain in my word, I will remain in you, okay? So when we acknowledge God's presence, okay, in a sense, that's loving him. That's embracing the love.
Yes.
Right? Because he loves us, and we want to embrace that. So to be able to love him, okay, is by taking care of the business, right?
Yeah, and I have here, unfailing love surrounds those who trust the Lord.
Yes. Yeah.
And right following that, it talks about rejoicing in the joy of the Lord.
Yes. Well, you know, so often it's, you know, one of the things that can become so challenging for some of the men is that we end up, in a sense, how do you love God? You know, yeah, we want to embrace his love. We want to hold on to that. But this is a two-way street. It's not about him just giving it. Although it has been for as many years that we've been in sin or fall away from being in his presence, in a sense, that he continues to love us despite our shortcomings, like I've said before, right? But as a result of that, we need to show our love for him. And he reminds us in 1 John that for us to love him is to be obedient to his commands.
Yes.
Okay, being obedient to God is loving him. So in when we are loving him, we're embracing his love also, right?
That's right, yes. And we're, you know, I just read the verse about trusting him, and that comes to having our faith in him. And what's difficult for men is that we can't see God like when, you know, Jesus appeared back, you know, to the room, and you had Thomas in there and
yes.
The different people, and we don't have that opportunity. And his word says, blessed are those who walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's where we are today, and we're walking by faith and putting our trust in God.
Right.
And we're embracing that and putting our hope in him.
You know, one of the things I think is so important is that sometimes we can just take God for granted, thinking that we don't need to spend any time with him.
Right.
that we're just going to, you know, he's put us in this world. I need to go to work and take care of business. I've got to get our kids here and there, and I got to help my wife out to be able to do all this stuff. And, you know, we've got this plan and that plan, and we got this challenge and the car needs maintenance and all the life stuff that takes place, right? And before you know it, a day has gone by, and maybe you don't even remember what took place in that day, other than it was like, you might be like the running back who's running the football through the line. You're getting hit all over the place, but you're not falling down, but you keep moving.
Yes.
Right? And you got through it, and you look back and you go, man, what did I go through? You know, went through a day that you've been blessed with on this earth. But how often have we even thought about God? Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's that happens to a lot of us on a daily basis until we're quiet. And, you know, you mentioned that, and, you know, this last week, one of our vehicles, the engine light went on, and, you know, there's been some...
To let you know that there's an engine?
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
And we forget that's in our...
You know, and then you have these things happen, next thing you're thinking, okay, well, geez, you know, one thing after another, you know, it's like, well, is this vehicle starting to nickel and dime you? And then you're consumed with possibly, you know, looking to replace that vehicle.
Yes.
And your time, you know, all those things and the things that we deal with in this world pull us away from, you know, our thoughts of God.
Yes.
And it's not, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just, that's just the consequences of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, you back up and you go to the Lord and you pray about it and say, okay, God, we need your direction in this.
Yes.
You know, how do we go forward?
Yeah.
So at that point, you're embracing, you're drawn in and you're pulling into God and you're trusting God in those circumstances to give you the right direction and the way to go.
Right. And really what it comes down to is that when we think of him, okay, we got to remember that we are, our bodies are his temple.
Yes.
Okay. He bought us with a price. Okay. His son died for us. Okay. So that we would be able to have this relationship for eternity with him. Now, as a result of that, he lives within us. Okay. Once we accept him as not only our Savior, but as our Lord, he lives within us. The Bible lets me know that, reminds me of that. So with that, I go through my day, and every now and then you may have a moment where you think of God, you think of Jesus, okay? You might think of the Holy Spirit, whatever, not whatever, but which one of those? And but that's them letting you know, hey, acknowledge me here.
Yep.
And that's the time when we need to pause.
Absolutely.
With whatever it is that we're doing. It doesn't mean if you're going down the freeway doing 70 miles an hour that you slam on the brakes and pull over.
Or no. Close your eyes.
Or close your eyes, yeah. No, it's about just being acknowledging God's presence. Maybe it's turning off the radio with the music that you've been listening to that maybe is today's music rather than music that the Lord wants you to worship him in and as such. So as a result of that, that's when we need to pause and acknowledge him.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Lord, thank you that my engine light isn't coming on, Father. Father, thank you for the provision for the money to be able to put fuel in my vehicle.
Yeah.
So many people in the world don't even have one vehicle, much less a few like we have.
Yeah.
But you're giving me this opportunity to do this sort of thing. Thank you, Lord, for the very air that I breathe. You know, it's being grateful. It's acknowledging his presence in our lives.
Yes.
And that's something that we need to do more and more often, I believe, because acknowledgement of our Savior and him in our life, that brings about, that makes something that's in us that is evil flee.
Yeah.
You know, when you bring light into a room that's darkened, okay, the darkness leaves. Darkness cannot be in the same room where there is light.
Yes.
Okay. So when you acknowledge Jesus, the most important thing is that, hey, right now I'm not thinking about me or any of those things that my flesh desires, right?
Yes. Yeah, and we must look daily at our activities and check to see what our actions and if they're pleasing to the Lord.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about taking an inventory of what's my motives and everything?
Well, we have to do that. I mean, it happens. I mean, I do it quite often, and, you know, unfortunately.
So why do you do it?
It's the sin that lives within me.
No, I mean, you know? why do you do an inventory or take a self?
Because I love God. He's a big, he has saved me, and I'm very thankful for that. And, yeah, he's good. You know, I don't deserve it. So I believe I have to take an inventory and, you know, not displease him.
Okay.
You know.
But that, as a result of that, it actually keeps you in line, so to speak? Or what's the reason?
Well, you could say that it would keep you in line. But I don't look at, you know, having to be in line because, geez, I, you know, cross the line. But, you know, I just, he loves us and, you know, he came into our lives to guide us.
Okay.
You know, to save us and to lead us out of destruction. And, you know, he doesn't want us to return back to the vomit. You know, is what,
right.
You know, that says of a dog in Proverbs,
mm-hmm.
You know, he wants us to embrace him and give us good life.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of scripture that talks about, you know, the Lord blessing the righteous. And we're righteous not by our works or by being in line with him, but by what Christ has done for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something to embrace.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes us men feel that we have to do more in order to get God's acceptance.
Yeah.
And that's been what I think the Lord has been teaching me. I believe that's what the Lord's been teaching me is, you know, to embrace what he has done for us. Mm-hmm. And it's not based on what Dave can do or anybody else.
And I think a big key to that is, of course, like you've already mentioned, is about it's kind of getting me out of the way and acknowledging what God has done in my life.
Yes.
And letting others know of that. And when we do that, we're doing exactly what he wants us to do, to make others know him,
yes.
Come to know him, or acknowledge the fact that he's changed my life, or I'm the one that I seek him to be able to guide me. People are going to ask, well, why do you do that? You know, they're going to ask questions, or you're going to leave. They're not going to ask any questions, but they're going to have a thought in their mind about the things that they witnessed or heard you say.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
So.
And it's, you know, it's just as we mentioned earlier, like my neighbor praying for me, you know,
yeah.
What other neighbors could have witnessed that?
Yes.
You know, what's that speaking to? You know, that's God reaching to you through someone else.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, how is that going to be observed and witnessed by others?
Absolutely. Let's take a break. When we come back from the break, let's talk about some of the applications, some of the things that we could do to what this embrace looks like. What does it feel like? And I believe there's one thing that we can actually probably pinpoint it on. We'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Be all that God designed you to be. Band of Brothers Radio reminds you to check the For Men Only tab at faithplace.org for daily tips on becoming better husbands and fathers.
Are you having a problem getting reliable internet service at your home or business? Are you disappointed with the company currently providing your internet connection? Maybe it's time that you check out an alternative company that's attracting a growing number of customers. StarTouch Broadband Services. StarTouch is Washington State's largest microwave internet service provider, and StarTouch has now expanded into Oregon as well. Learn how to contact them for a free quote by clicking on the StarTouch logo on the sponsor page of faithplace.org. StarTouch Broadband Services.
StarTouch Broadband Services.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio. Dave and Raul on the final minutes here of, embracing God's love. You know, knowing that he loves us is huge. desiring to love him back is so important. That means that something is working, that we're receiving his love, because in doing so, love is, it's relational. It is not just one way. It really is relational. And that's what he wants. He wants us to be able to be in relation with him. You know, we talked about various things on what this looks like and everything, and yet we want to use some basic application on how we can embrace God's love. And so often of it is acknowledging him in our life and sharing with others. We talked about that, and Dave talking about how people see, whether it be a couple of brothers praying together or people interacting in a manner, praising God or reading his word. You know, it's amazing what if just having a Bible out and reading that, whether it be on an airplane or in the park somewhere at the waterfront or whatever it is, you know, the lakeside, and just reading God's word. You're taking care of it, but by people seeing that is really acknowledging that, man, you know, this guy must have a relationship with God.
Yes, absolutely. Excuse me. Sorry about
that's
that.
That's all right. That's all right.
You know, Jesus is our model.
Mm-hmm.
And he only spoke what the Father gave him.
Yes.
And, you know, at times Jesus would turn away from the crowd and he would remove himself from certain situations to get with the Father.
He'd go to a desolate place.
He would go to a desolate place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he loves to hear from us. You know, the Father loved to hear from Jesus. And so Jesus would go and get on his knees and pray. And, you know, God is big enough that he wants to hear our complaints and our gripes. And he is very interested in what's going on. I mean, he already knows. And if anybody wants to read Psalm 139, he knows the words coming out of our mouth before they're even spoken.
Yes, yes.
So he knows these things. And so that's an encouragement there that, you know, Jesus is our model and that he is, you know, the guy to go to.
Yes, yes. Well, one of the things is acknowledging him, okay, and acknowledging him that because of Christ's blood, our sins are forgiven or will be. That's the new covenant. That's what had happened. That's why he said on the cross that it is finished. No longer do we have to go through certain things that had taken place in the past or to have a conversation with God, to find out what God wants. Now we can go directly to him. We don't have to go through a priest that goes to the Holy of Holies and brings not only ask for forgiveness of our sins, but you know, direction in our lives and everything. Now we can have a relationship personally,
yes,
with him.
Yeah, and this is our hope and our real lasting transformation, and it's, you know, our intimacy with God, our embracing his love for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God is not lacking in any way. And, you know, there's certain reasons why things happen the way they do. And God has all the answers for those. You know,
yes,
we've both
yes.
been through trials and tribulations and you know, I said tribulations thinking of turbulence, but
you get ready for your ride.
But he walks us through those events, yes, in our life.
Yes.
And even when we don't see him there, and I can recall times crying out to God, and where are you in these circumstances? And you look back, and despite maybe not hearing word for word from him on certain situation, he walked you through that.
Right.
And I believe those are the times, like if you look at Job and what he went through, you know, God was with him, but God allowed him to go through that.
Right.
And it glorified God.
Yes.
Right. And that's why we're here today.
Amen. Amen. You know, one of the things I want to just recommend to the brothers who are listening, and there was a book that was given to me 15 years ago, and it's still part of my reading that I keep reading over and over again, especially in my devotionals in the morning. And the title of the book is called The Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. And I tell you what, it's a simple read. It's easy. But in reading it, you come to find out how this guy embraced this relationship with the Lord. Okay? You know, and there's a part in his book here that talks about how to adore God in spirit and in truth. Now, when you adore something, that means you love it. You want to be with it. You want to be able to embrace it and everything, okay? And he gives 3 points here, and I just want to bring these up real quick here. This first, to adore God in spirit and in truth means to adore him as we should, because God is a spirit. He must be adored in spirit. That is to say, we must worship him with a humble, sincere love that comes from the depth of and center of our soul. Only God can see this adoration, which must repeat until it becomes part of our nature, as if God were one of our soul and our soul were one with God. Practice will demonstrate this. And that's what you were talking about, taking a look at ourselves, doing it like a self-inventory. But we're actually doing this about our relationship with him.
Yes.
And thinking about that sort of thing and going over and doing it, practicing doing that over and over and over again and just doing it in spirit. Okay.
Yes.
And second, it says, to adore God in truth is to recognize him for what he is and ourselves for what we are. Adoring God in truth means that our heart actually sees God as infinitely perfect and worthy of our praise. What man, regardless of how little sense he may have, would not exert all his strength to show his respect and love of this great God? Okay, so we acknowledge the fact of who he is and how great he is. All you have to do is that, hey, I don't know why I keep bringing airplanes up. You look outside an airplane, you see the vastness, if you have a clear sky, of the land and everything. We're still limited. We don't see it like God sees it, even though
right.
we're at 30,000 feet. And thirdly, the last one here, he says, to adore God in truth is to admit that our nature is just the opposite of his. Yet he is willing to make us like him if we desire it. Who would be so rash as to neglect, even for a moment, the respect, the love, the service, and the continual adoration that we owe him? Because he loves us. He just wants it in return. He wants us to make that decision that we want to be like him. We are to be like him, like his son Jesus. He and the Father and the Holy Spirit are all one.
Yes, and his love gravitates us towards healing and restoration.
Yes.
And not judgment.
Mm.
You know, which is really huge because, you know, the enemy's constantly throwing judgment at us. You're not doing good enough. You're not, you know, you missed out on your prayer this morning or your devotion. And, you know, there's a constant bombardment
of guilt.
Of guilt and condemnation.
Yeah.
From, you know, us. You know, I think it sometimes comes from ourselves.
Well,
you know,
yeah, the enemy's not there all the time. Sometimes he knows how to just plant something in our own heads where all of a sudden we just continue to keep doing and saying the things that as if he were there.
Yes. And, you know, God formed the world through his wisdom
mm-hmm.
and through his love. And, you know, he founded everything based on that.
Yes.
And for us men, I believe that's hard to grasp,
you know,
is understanding his love. Because especially when we find times to be difficult, you know, God, why am I going through this? And that's a pretty common thing.
Yep.
You know, it's, you know, we automatically think we did something wrong. And sometimes it's, like you said earlier, a result of our sin and our actions. And, you know, and that plays into it.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, despite all that, he loves us.
Yes.
Which is just awesome.
Now, you had a verse that you wanted to bring up before we close here, and I think it's probably a good time. You had mentioned that about...
Psalm 46:10. And it says, to be still and know that I am God.
Hmm.
And to be still in Hebrew means to loosen your grip and to surrender your own ways and to know that he is God. And, you know, he is with us, and he will guide us and lead us.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be still mm-hmm. and receive that, loosen our grip on things.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean we give up our responsibilities, but,
right.
you know, in any means, but we put our trust in the Lord.
That's key. The trust part is so key.
Yes. And even when we don't see it, because we're so visual, we still have to trust in the Word, trust in His promises.
Right.
And I also have here, we are, you know, to quit trusting in ourselves, you know, put it all into Him.
Well, I don't know about you, but I can come up short very quickly, very often.
Yes.
The more I keep relying on myself to get things done. But the key is that I trust in Him, and I seek to just be one with Him. And the more often that we're in His presence, He loves that sort of thing.
Amen.
Who doesn't love when somebody is acknowledging you and for the things that you're doing? So,
yeah.
But God deserves it for what He's done for us. Well, brother, hey, good topic. Tough one.
Yeah.
It's a good topic.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. Hey, how about you praying for our brothers
and
sisters? All right.
Well, Father, we thank You for this wonderful and glorious day. We thank You for Your Word and Your majesty, God. I just pray Your blessings upon the men out there today. Help them to embrace You and Your truth, Lord. And we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.